Welcome to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig, and we are back after missing last week. And if you missed us, too fucking bad, because this is our new schedule, guys. We're going every other week until the NFL season starts to pick back up. We're going to spend more time with our family here, like I said, until things start to pick up a little bit, hopefully in the middle of this summer when all this stuff calms down. But joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Jay. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, buddy. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm mentally refreshed after our little break last week.
Yeah.
Not much news around the NFL. Obviously, the schedule dropped. That's the biggest thing going on. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to give our thoughts on the schedules for the Eagles and the Steelers. And then, obviously, we have to go game by game and give a way too early schedule prediction, right?
Like it.
I mean, because nothing matters more in the beginning of May than our schedule predictions.
Yep.
So we'll get into all that here in a second. Before we start on that, there was a couple rumors involving the Eagles, of course, that I'd like to touch base on and just see what Jay thought about that. The first rumor going around is that the Eagles offered a contract to Jadeveon Clowney. Obviously, he is the person that ended the Eagles season last year by cheap-shotting Carson Wentz and knocking him out with a concussion. And then after the game, calling the Eagles fans the worst fans in the NFL. Jay, Clowney, possible signing by the Eagles. Good move, bad move, given the things he said and what happened.
How many D linemen do you need?
We need more that can rush the passer. That's for damn sure.
That's a good point. But that's all you guys sign right now, or D linemen.
Right. That's how you win games.
Look, he's a good player for the money he wants. I don't think he's worth it. What's he want? Like 17 a year? Or did he come down?
The only way this will happen is if they get him on like a 1 year, $10 million deal. The Eagles will not break the bank for Clowney. It will only be because his value has dropped so far that he just wants a one-year prove-it deal in Philly because he thinks he can win there. But I can't picture them going over more than $10 million.
No, and look, I don't have the numbers in front of me because I'm at work right now. I didn't have time to look it up. But he doesn't jump off the board.
No, I don't think he's ever had double-digit sacks. He had three sacks last year in a contract year with Seattle. They weren't in a big hurry to bring him back. So, I mean, Clowney has completely overvalued himself.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned.
If I'm Philly, I wouldn't do it. I think that money could be put to better use at a different position maybe. Or even somebody, if you're looking for a pass rush, you could find somebody a little cheaper who's probably going to give you the same stats Clowney's going to give you.
Yeah, I like an Everson Griffin if he's still – I mean, he's a little bit older. I know the Eagles are trying to get younger. I'm not a huge fan of Clowney. As we talked about, I just think he's a little overrated. He seems to play when he wants to play. I wouldn't use that salary cap because they need to roll that shit over because they are in salary cap hell starting next year with the bulk of Wentz's contract hitting these next couple years. Of course, I'm not worried about that with Howie Roseman, but it just doesn't seem like a move they're going to make this year. I think they're going to roll with Derek Barnett. Because if they sign Clowney, he's going to have to take a backseat to him, which isn't going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And of course, Brandon Graham. And then they'll address that the following offseason and draft, possibly maybe even touch with Yannick Ngakoue later on in the season if his price drops down below a first round pick.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wouldn't do it.
All right. One more other thing I heard today is that the Eagles had interest in some veteran running backs. I saw Devontae Freeman, Carlos Hyde, and possibly Shady McCoy. I'd be a big fan of the Carlos Hyde signing. I think he'd be a great complement to Miles Sanders. I'm not too big on bringing Shady back. I love Shady, probably my favorite Eagles running back of all time, even over Westbrook.
Yeah,
I loved Shady, and I think they did him dirty. But he's older now. He was inactive for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. You know, he didn't really bring much value to the team last year. And I think Devontae Freeman might be a little too much out of the price range when it's all said and done for a backup running back. I think they could get Carlos Hyde on like a 1 year, $2 million deal. And I think he's a perfect complement for that offense with Sanders.
Yeah. I saw the Hyde rumor today and I loved it. I thought that was a great move they can make. He's a very versatile back. He gives you those great catcher out of the backfield too. So he has a lot of depth that you guys could use.
Yeah.
So I like the Hyde
rumor. Runs hard. Yeah. And he runs hard. You know, I mean, so I think, like I said, good compliment. I hope that's a move that they actually make. So we'll see there. Anything going on with the Steelers before we move on to the contracts, the schedule stuff?
No, nothing much, man. Just pictures of, or videos of Juju getting more bulk on him, which I like. That's a good thing.
Is he taking stuff serious now?
It seems like it.
I'm surprised there's not. Oh, in a contract year? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's stepping up now. That's good to know.
So he's not dancing around with 12-year-olds playing Fortnite? Weirdo.
Yeah. They announced the rookie numbers, nothing. I mean, that's really all that's coming out of Steelers camp, which I like.
All right. Sounds good. Then we'll move into the schedule stuff then. Before we'll start with the Steelers. Jay, before we go game by game, is there anything that sticks out to you about the Steelers schedule? Any pros, cons, anything of that matter?
I really like the schedule. It's a good breakdown. I don't see a part of the season where it's like, oh, that's going to be hell. It has a good mix. We got the NFC East this year, which I think it's going to be really interesting. And I think we'll talk about that when we get to a certain week five
game.
Yeah. But the biggest thing I see with the schedule, man, no division games until week five. And then we play Cleveland in week six. And then after that, over the next 6 weeks, we have four division games there.
Yeah.
So that's a huge stretch
of that season.
Yeah, that's an important stretch.
Yeah.
And also in the first 7 weeks, right before our bye week in week eight, first seven games, we only have three away games.
Okay.
Good. I like that. That's a good breakdown. We open up, so we could jump into the schedule if you're ready.
Hold on. I'm going to give some pros and cons of the Eagles stuff before we get into that. Just some pros I saw for the Eagles schedule. They don't play any teams coming off their bye week. They get the Rams at home, so that's a West Coast to East Coast trip. The beginning of the schedule looks pretty easy, but then the back end of the schedule is kind of like a murderous row where they face three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in three consecutive weeks. They get extra time to face Dallas at home after having a Thursday night game, which is good. The bye week's in the middle of the season, which is good. And all right, another couple crappy things I saw. They have to face those three guys. The Seahawks are coming off of extra rest before they come to Philly, and they always give us trouble. But other than that, I guess, Dallas week 16, that's going to be like a must-win game. It's probably going to come down to that game for the division, and it's in Dallas, so that's kind of a tough one. So, but other than that, I think it's a pretty favorable schedule for the Eagles. I think the beginning of the year is definitely easier than after the bye week. So that's all I got on that. Yeah. You want to jump in and start with the Steelers? Or do you want to like rotate back and forth? Week one, just say who they play and whether you think they'll win or lose. We don't have to get into too much detail, obviously.
Let's get our opinions on it. Yep.
All right, go ahead. Start week one for the Steelers.
All right, so the Steelers open up week one. This is a Monday night game at New York Giants. Pretty good game. I like the matchup. I still don't see the Giants quite ready. No. I think Steelers start the season 1-0 there.
Yeah, young team. Okay, so the Eagles for the three out of the last 4 years will open up with the Washington Redskins. Washington's a talented team on the lines. They bring a lot of pressure from that defensive line. They give the Eagles fits. I'm not gonna lie, week one, they give the Eagles fits. But I think they will get after Haskins and prove that he's just not ready yet. And they will start the season off 1-0.
Okay, like it. We got them 1-1 or 1-0 each. Week two, Steelers opening home game Sunday at 1 p.m. Denver Broncos come to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I like this matchup too, because still a very young team. And with the Steelers
young quarterback.
Yeah, with the Steelers defense coming back intact. Well, without Hargrave, which I still think is a big loss, but
thank you.
I think the Steelers pull this out, man, against Denver. I'll say 2-0 there.
All right. Then the Eagles have the Los Angeles Rams coming into Philadelphia. I touched base on it a little bit. That's kind of a West Coast, East Coast trip that's normally hard on those teams. And then throw in that Doug Peterson has made Sean McVay his bitch over the last couple seasons. I got the Eagles going 2-0 here. I think they being at home helps them a lot with this talented Rams team, but they'll pull this one off and start 2-0.
Okay. I like it. Week 3, Houston Texans coming into Pittsburgh. I don't think anybody in their right mind would pick against Pittsburgh in this game. Houston, I think, is going to be bad this year.
Oh, really? I don't think they'll be bad.
I do.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know they lost Hopkins, but
done after this year.
I mean, Bill O'Brien's an idiot. Don't get me wrong, but we said he was an idiot last year, and they won the division and won a playoff game. So
that's a good point. I don't see them being that good this year. So I'm going to pick Pittsburgh here, 3-0.
All right, then the Eagles have the Cincinnati Bengals coming into Philadelphia again, 1 o'clock game. More than likely, they'll be facing Joe Burrow, young quarterback. Rough atmosphere for him. I think Cincinnati will be improved this year. I think Burrow is going to be a legit NFL QB in the near future, but he won't be ready yet for that atmosphere, that veteran team. I see the Eagles winning this one as well and starting off 3-0.
Okay. I like it. Week 4, Sunday game. Pittsburgh goes to Tennessee versus the Titans. This game worries me a little bit.
Tennessee plays tough, man.
Yeah, seeing what they did last year, we both picked them making a run in the playoffs, which they did.
AFC Championship. Yeah. And they went up in that game, too.
Yeah, yeah. And they re-signed what they think is their quarterback going forward with Tannehill at Derrick Henry, who has just rejuvenated his career in the past 3 years. So I think Pittsburgh goes into Tennessee and loses this game.
Okay.
I think it probably will be a close one, but I think Pittsburgh loses to Tennessee.
Okay. Tough one for the Eagles in week 4 as well. They travel out to the West Coast for the Sunday night game against the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. Very close to being Super Bowl champions. You know, they blew that game against KC. I just think it puts the Eagles in a tough spot. This is kind of their first stretch of 3 games here that gets a little bit harder for them. I'm not a big believer in Garoppolo, but I do believe Shanahan will work that defense and they will come away with their first loss as well in week 4 to San Fran.
Okay.
Week 5, baby.
Week 5.
I wonder who you're going to pick.
October 11th at 1 p.m.
Hey, if all goes well with this virus stuff calming down and if, you know, they allow fans to go to the game, we will be at this game.
Yes.
Week 5 in Pittsburgh. Jay will be in town.
We are making plans to make that happen. So the Philadelphia Eagles come to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers at 1 p.m. on Sunday, October 11th. This is the first good quarterback Pittsburgh. I mean, look, Deshaun Watson's a good quarterback, but Wentz, to me, is on another level.
Okay.
Sean can kill you with his legs. Wentz can move too, but he's just deadly. I kind of have to go Philly here.
What? Really?
For improved defense there, and with Wentz getting some more weapons. Look what he did with nothing.
Yeah.
End of the year last year.
Well, I mean, by this point in the year, though, the Eagles might not have any healthy receivers left if they continue to.
That's a good point. And who knows? Jalen Hurts might be starting for you.
Yeah. Who knows, baby? Hey.
This just seems like one of those games that you get hyped up for. And remember a couple years ago where Philly just came in
and waxed them. Wentz's rookie year.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. I kind of have a feeling it's not going to be as bad as a beating as that.
Yeah.
But I still think Philly will pull this game out.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you, Jay. I just think, and it's not even that. I think it will be a close game. I think the Eagles are pretty good at getting after Ben. He's not the type of quarterback that can move around as much. He's later in his career. You know what I mean? He's still hard to bring down, and he can work the pocket. But every time they played the Steelers recently, they've done a really good job of scheming things up to get into Ben and, you know, making it a long game for him. I think that'll happen again. Hargrave will make an impact. He'll be hyped to come back to Pittsburgh and get after his former teammates. I think it'll be a close game, but I do agree. I think the Philadelphia will pull it off in the end and start 5-1 so far. Okay. Right? We're in week five, so 4-1.
Yeah, so I got the Steelers 3-2 there. So week six, Cleveland comes to Pittsburgh, 1 p.m. on a Sunday. This is a big game. Miles Garrett's first time since his suspension and attempted murder of Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
This is the year Cleveland needs to take a big step forward, but Ben's back. And if Ben stays healthy, Ben owns Cleveland. Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, no chance Cleveland wins that game. Eagles got a big game. Baltimore traveling up I-95 to Philadelphia. I just think, you know, Lamar Jackson's going to give that defense all they can handle, and it'll be his legs more than his arm that kills this defense. They won't know how to defend it as well. And I think Baltimore pulls that one out and wins it. As much as I'll have to hear from my old roommate in college, Davis, big Baltimore fan, will be insufferable that week after. But I think Baltimore pulls that one out. So I got the Eagles 5-2.
Okay. Well, the next week, Pittsburgh goes to Baltimore.
There you go.
This is another one of those games. Look, Baltimore has improved so much. Look what they did last year. And in the draft, they even got better, which is incredible. And a couple of good signings during the offseason. I think going into Baltimore is a little tougher test for the Steelers. I think Baltimore will take the first game of the series of the year. So Baltimore beats the Steelers there.
Okay. So I got the Eagles at what? 5-2. Let me get here. 5-2 after, wait, so 4-2 after 6 weeks. Okay. They have their Thursday night game. It's at home. This is the first Thursday night game the Eagles have had at home in a long time, which I think's helps after having that physical game against Baltimore. The New York Giants coming to town, they always give the Eagles a tough game, but with a new coach and Daniel Jones still being young and not quite there yet, I think the Eagles being at home on Thursday night with that crowd, probably rocking all black unis, pull that game off, and 5-2 after 7 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, so I got the Steelers at 4-3. You got the Eagles at 5-2. Week eight, Pittsburgh is on a bye.
Okay, so they're on the bye. Dallas Cowboys coming into town week eight for Philadelphia. It's a Sunday night game, big time matchup. Always, you know, these two teams hate each other. The Dak Wentz talks, all that shit. The Eagles have some extra rest coming off that Thursday, so they get the mini bye week. Tough, hard fought game, but I think the Eagles pull this one off. At home, go 6-2, heading into their week 9 bye.
Wow. Okay. All right. So coming into week 9, Pittsburgh heads to Dallas. That's a couple weeks in a row that we have
back to back. Yeah.
Yeah. We head to Dallas. Look, I like that. Dallas is a good team, man, but I still think Steelers have their number. Dak, I don't know what to think of him. You still got Zeke, who's unbelievable when they give him the ball. And then they picked up what's his name, the receiver you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Draft. So I think you add him with Cooper.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, Lamb. They're still a deadly combination, but I still think that Steelers defense will shut them down. So I got Pittsburgh going into Dallas for the win.
All right, go ahead with week 10 since the Eagles were off.
Okay. Week 10, we got Cincy coming into Pittsburgh. So this one, everything you said about the Bengals, man, young team, Burrow could be the future of the NFL, really bright, future ahead of him. I still like their running back. They got AJ Green back on the tag deal, which I still think was stupid, but I still don't think they take that step forward this year. Pittsburgh beats them in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I got the Eagles coming off of a bye, heading up to New York. Same thing I said a few weeks ago about them. Daniel Jones just isn't ready yet. I got the Eagles winning that game. So 7-2. The crash is coming soon. I know everybody's probably listening like, oh, this ass. Oh, such a homer. It's going to happen soon. Don't worry. They're going to be limping probably into the playoffs if they make it.
I'm trying to count on what I have the Steelers at right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 3.
Okay. Yeah.
Going into
week 11.
Week 11. Yeah. So they head to Jacksonville against Gardner Minshew.
Minshew Mania.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars are tanking this year, just to let everybody know. I would
say there's nothing there that you need to be. Look, Jacksonville always plays Pittsburgh tough. They, since their first season back in the 90s, they've always played Pittsburgh tough, but they just don't, they'd have nothing there that'll, the firepower is nothing there. So I think Pittsburgh beats them in Jacksonville.
All right. The Eagles travel, to Cleveland for their week 11 game, 1 o'clock game. Another game I'm going to try to hit up. Cleveland's closer to me than Philly. Okay. So hopefully get to two games this season if fans are allowed. I think this will be a tough matchup. I think Baker will bounce back. But Wentz is going to make the Browns pay for passing up on him a few years ago again and make that Cleveland look like the Browns, as they always do. Nice new addition to their uniforms, though. They got rid of them shitty ones. They're finally back to their old uniforms. Way better look for Cleveland. But the uniforms won't help them that day. Philly picks up the W, and they are now, what do I have them at? 8-2? Yeah, 8-2 going into week 12.
Wow.
Hey, everything's looking good for Philly, but not for long.
All right, so I have a Thursday night game. Quick turnaround from being in Jacksonville back to Pittsburgh. Baltimore comes in on a Thursday night game.
It's a tough one.
A tough one on a short week, but Baltimore took the first game of the series. I think Pittsburgh hangs tough. They need to get this win. They cannot go down two games to Baltimore in the division, which is probably going to be a close division. I think Pittsburgh beats them on a Thursday night.
All right. That was week 12, right? The Eagles actually play Monday night. In week 12, the Seattle Seahawks are coming to Philadelphia. I have nothing else to say other than Pete Carroll just owns the Eagles. They literally make the Eagles look like a JV team every time they play. Seattle comes in, Russell Wilson makes them look stupid as always and wins that game pretty easily. So 8-3 going on to week 13.
Okay. So we got Sunday game, 1 p.m. Washington Redskins come to Pittsburgh. This is the last of our AFC or NFC East games. Skins, I mean, Haskins has to have a big year or
they'll be moving on.
Be getting rid of him after this year, especially if they tank. I still don't think they're going to be able to keep up with our defense, so I got Pittsburgh beating Washington.
Okay, the Eagles head up to Green Bay in December. That's always a tough place to play, especially in the cold. Aaron Rodgers is going to be on a revenge tour this year to shit on that organization and then request a trade after this year. And he will shit on the Eagles secondary that day and pick up the win. Eagles lose back-to-back games for the first time all year. I have them, 8-4 now?
Okay. Trying to 1, 2, 3...
Week 14.
Yeah, I'm trying to count what I have them at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 3.
Okay.
Buffalo. Pittsburgh goes to Buffalo. I think it's a Monday night game, December 13th. I don't have it listed on here. Goes to Buffalo. This one worries me a little bit. Josh Allen can win games.
I guess.
It's weird. Even though he throws for like 50 yards a game.
He sucks.
He does. I agree with that. But it seems like one of those trap games to me. Okay. You're right through the season and then you're going into Buffalo and boom, you lose it. And I think that's what happens here. Pittsburgh loses at Buffalo.
Okay. All right. Now we got the third game in a row against Hall of Fame quarterbacks is Drew Brees and the Saints come to Philadelphia. But they will be coming off of a three. This will be the third game in their three-game road trip coming into Philly. Teams do not fare well when they're on the road for 3 weeks in a row. Although the Saints have given the Eagles some problems last decade, I think the Eagles will pull this one off in Philadelphia. Just the Saints are going to be too worn out after the three-game road trip, and Eagles pull that one out to stop this slide. So 9-4 going into Week 15.
Okay. So we got Cincinnati Bengals coming to Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh going to Cincinnati, back-to-back away games and primetime games for Pittsburgh. This is a Sunday night game. Cincy, still, look, even at home, I still just don't see him being able to put it together that much. Pittsburgh wins that.
Okay, the Eagles head out west to face the Arizona Cardinals in Phoenix or wherever the hell they play. This is just one of those weird games to me. It should be a game the Eagles should win. The Cardinals will probably be right around 500 at this point in the season. But for some reason, they'll go out west. They'll just not show up. It'll be one of those classic games. Eagles fans know what I'm talking about. And the Cardinals will pull this one out, even though they shouldn't. And the Eagles drop to the Cardinals down to 9-5 through 15 weeks.
So I got the Steelers at 10-4 right now. They go to Indy, comes to Pittsburgh on a Sunday. I mean, Indy still don't see much there. You think they improve this year at all?
I do. I think Phillip Rivers is better than Brissett, whatever the hell his name is. I like the Jonathan Taylor they picked up in the draft. I like the kid from USC, the receiver they picked up in the draft. I think they'll be all right as long as Phillip Rivers, you know, can be better than Brissett.
Yeah. But like you always said about Phillip Rivers, he can never win a big one. So I think Pittsburgh beats him in Pittsburgh.
Okay, I got the Eagles traveling down to Dallas, Week 16, a 4:25 kickoff. Huge game. This will more than likely be for the division, or at least a tie for the division. The Eagles will able to get that extra rest going, against the Cowboys earlier on in the season. They don't get that help this week. It's back-to-back road games for them. The Eagles lose to the Cowboys and probably end up being a wild card team because of this game. So I have them 9-6 through Week 16.
Okay. So final week of the year, Pittsburgh goes to Cleveland. 1 o'clock game. Potentially could be flexed depending on how both of them are doing. This game worries me a little bit.
This could be for a final wild card spot if Baltimore's, as good as they were last year.
Yeah, I got them sitting at 11-4 right now, Pittsburgh. But Cleveland worries me that late in the year. I still think Baltimore will probably be around the same record as the Steelers, but I think the Steelers will drop this to Cleveland and, like you just said, possibly push them into a wild card spot.
Okay, the Eagles are sitting at 9-6 in Week 17 with a must-win game against a division opponent in the Washington Redskins. The Eagles will rally. They will win this game. They will get into the playoffs as the sixth seed. There are seven seeds now this year. I think 10-6 will get them the sixth seed. And then they'll go on their run and win their second Super Bowl championship. So I see 10-6 just peeking at the schedule so far this year.
Yeah, quickly.
And, you never know what happens if they make a few extra moves here and there. Obviously, health is a big factor. If the Eagles can stay, relatively healthy compared to the years past, they have a chance to maybe win 11, 12 games. But as of right now, I see 10 wins for this team.
Okay. I have the Steelers finishing 11-5. Really just depends on if Ben can come back and look like he did in 2018. He looked like when he played New England at the beginning of the year last year.
Just gotta see how that elbow reacts to.
Yeah, and I think not bigger than Ben, but one of the bigger things is can James Conner stay healthy too? I think a lot of this season rides on him
and Juju.
I think Conner has a bigger effect on this team than Juju does.
Okay,
because they want to pound the ball. That's what they want to do. They want to run the ball.
So do you think the Steelers re-signed Juju? There was reports out there that they would not.
You're going to put, they're not going to resign him now. They're
not now, but after the season. You said he's, Connor's more important. So Juju, say he goes out there and has just over 1,000 yards and like 8 touchdowns.
If he does that, then he probably prices himself out.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because dude, you have to remember, next year, it's worse than this year.
In cap-wise?
Yeah. It's a lot. That Ben contract is killing them right now.
Yeah.
But, look, I would love for them to re-sign Juju, but not for a number one price.
Okay.
I don't think Juju is a true number one.
All right, well.
He could prove me wrong this year. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't know.
But that's all we got for today's show. A quick look at the schedules. Eagles will be 10-6 next year. Steelers 11-5. But more importantly, the Eagles will go into Pittsburgh and whoop their ass in front of me and Jay week 5. We'll be there to witness it. And then we'll give our reactions right after that game. Yep. But other than that, that's all I got. Jay, you got anything else?
No, sir.
All right, that'll do it. Thank you to everybody, any new listeners we got. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back in 2 weeks, like we talked about. We're kind of, you know, every other week here until stuff starts to pick up.
Yeah, just don't send out our content and everything. We want to give you the best show possible.
Absolutely. So that was the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in 2 weeks.